Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It is another perfect day. It's a little bit cloudy, but it's still a dry one, and that's the most important feature here. We do have a new cool front that's pushing through the Midwest, and it's going to give us quite a little seesaw in the temperatures over the weekend. We'll see a big quick cool off today and turn right around and get much warmer as we go forward through Saturday and Sunday. The afternoon temperatures are going to be held back to the upper 50s across the Great Lakes region today. In the lower Midwest, we'll probably see temperatures mostly in the 60s. We do have all those clouds out there, but the winds are switching around to the north and bringing in some drier air, so we should see somewhat of a clearing trend take place eventually, and we'll probably see a relative humidity drop off as well. The temperatures tomorrow will still be in the 60s across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, but it'll be warming up rather dramatically. In the western Corn Belt, we'll see temperatures out there in the 70s and 80s, and perhaps over 90 degrees on the west side of the Missouri River. As we go into Sunday, that heat will work its way right into the heart of the Midwest. We'll see highs running mostly in the 70s and perhaps a few 80s. Now, that next cool front, which will be a reinforcing shot of cool air like what we're dealing with here today, will come racing across the Midwest Sunday into Monday. So the heating that takes place in the eastern Midwest will be abbreviated, and we will find ourselves with only one day of 70s-plus temperatures, and that'll be probably occurring on Monday, just ahead of that frontal system, and we'll end up seeing the temperatures cool back down to 50s and 60s for a little while towards the early part of next week with some frost and freezes in the upper parts of the region. Overall, though, it's not a bad scenario. The front that comes in here this late weekend, early part of next week, will do so as a dry system. There will be a handful of showers that will work their way through the eastern Midwest. I would be surprised to see more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture with that. The front will be in such a big hurry to move across the region that it just won't have time to pull moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. So just a few spotty showers at that point, and then we'll dry back out again and go on into next week and do some more warming for a little while. In hard red winter wheat country, we're still concerned about the lack of moisture out there. It's not a disaster. It's nothing like what's going on in parts of Ukraine where it hasn't rained in months. Ukraine and parts of southern Russia actually are seeing a chance for improved moisture coming up here as we go through the latter part of this weekend into the early part of next week. That's going to be of interest in the marketplace, I'm sure, when we come back out of the holiday this weekend. And it looks as though we're still seeing good conditions in Brazil's center south and some center west crop areas. This weekend we'll see greater rains occur in Mato Grosso, which should help to lift the topsoil moisture situation and help to stimulate a much more aggressive attack on planting. So those are the main issues this morning. Hope you have a great weekend, Brian.
All right, Drew, thank you very much. You have a great weekend as well.
Thank you.